So let's talk a little bit about the rest of gastric cancer. And Rich, we got a lot of questions concerning sort of clinical management. How do you approach the choice of chemotherapy in first and second line HER2-negative metastatic gastric cancer? Which platinum agent, infusional 5-FU versus capecitabine, doublet versus triplet, epirubicin versus non-epirubicin, which taxane?
So the good news in gastric cancer is lots of different drugs have activity. The bad news is that the activity is pretty short-lived, and the patients often are pretty short-lived as well. So the general principles that I would use for managing advanced gastric cancer is to use multiple agents, probably doublets most of the time. You know, we've got fluoropyrimidines that are active, taxanes, platinums, irinotecan, you know, really very many agents from which to choose. And I think a lot of times it's the toxicity and the preference of the physician that's managing the patient that should determine what your first line therapy is. I'm not a huge fan of capecitabine in patients who've had upper GI pathology, in part because it's an oral pill. I think they have a lot of oral symptoms, and I'm never sure that the drug that I want in their system is getting into their system. I find that if I'm going to use 5-FU, the 48-hour infusion is actually easier, the main toxicity being having to carry a pump around for 48 hours. So I'm not a big fan of CAPE in this regard. My common regimen is either a taxane plus platinum or irinotecan plus platinum. I actually like oxaliplatinum rather than cis if I'm going to combine it with 5-FU. But I don't think you can be dogmatic about recommending a standard first-line therapy in gastric cancer. I think it's dealer's choice.
Charlie?
Yeah, I agree. We don't really know what the optimum first-line therapy is. But one study I think is informative was a randomized phase two done by CLGB, which, albeit all three arms had cetuximab in it, the chemotherapy was ECF versus irinotecan, cisplatin versus FOLFOX. And if you really look across efficacy and tolerability, FOLFOX was the winner within a randomized phase two. Namely, irinotecan, cisplatin had the worst efficacy. ECF and FOLFOX were comparable in efficacy, but FOLFOX was better tolerated. So that if you try to infer from that study, it would suggest that FOLFOX is a reasonable first-line therapy.
Okay, Bert, a case from an oncologist, 66-year-old man who developed peritoneal metastatic disease 2 years after the diagnosis of stage 2 gastric adenocarcinoma with no adjuvant therapy, no hepatic metastases. How would you approach a patient like this, and would you consider intraperitoneal chemo?
Not for this disease. We've referred people for peritoneal stripping and intraperitoneal chemotherapy with more indolent diseases. I think with a disease like gastric cancer, which tends to be aggressive, the patient's going to be better off with systemic chemotherapy, in which case all the discussion we've just had really applies. You know, is this an ECF? Is this a FOLFOX? Is this an EOX? But for this particular entity, I can't recall ever referring someone for intraperitoneal treatment.